It's 29 minutes to 8 o'clock on a Friday morning. You're on The Morning Show with Dave in for Mike. And as promised, my first interview of the morning, a very special guest, is Bronwyn Roe Needham from Remax Belita. Lovely to have you on the show this morning. The weather is a little bit dull, so this is nice to be indoors. Normally on a Belita Friday morning, you want to be out on the beach, but one of the reasons people want to be here, and it's, we're going to be talking about that now. Bronwyn, let's talk about you first. Tell us your journey into the real estate business and who you are.
Good morning, Dave. It's such a privilege and an honor to be able to engage with you and our community and discuss real estate. I have been in real estate for 10 years. I have lived on the North Coast, Belita, in Sambiti Eco Estate for the past 14 years. So I've had the real privilege of experiencing this community, living in a gated estate, seeing my children grow and develop and just have the freedom to run around and just be children.
Where did you come from? 14 years, you're still relatively new here.
So I came from Lelusia.
Okay, so you've generally lived and worked
always lived
on,
in KZN, came from Lelusia, and like I said, we've been here 14 years.
Okay. So you've actually done what many people are continuing to do, and that is to move a little bit further north and to settle where it would appear that, I'm just surmising now, but it seems that Durban has to a degree lost its luster, and many folk have now decided to move further north to what many years ago was touted as the jewel of the North Coast, Belita, and then that whole Dolphin Coast precinct, and everyone said it was maybe premature, but no, it was apocryphal. It certainly has become the jewel of the North Coast and continues to shine. Very exciting that so many folk are looking north from down the coast, and many are looking from the smoke from the big industrial complex further north inland. I suppose Belita makes a lot of sense. What are the factors that in the real property terms are driving people this way?
Well, Dave, there are some significant factors that have supported and driven the property boom in Belita. For me, what makes Belita so special? The Dolphin Coast. And I'm talking about Belita and surrounds.
Yeah, Belita is more of a brand now than a town, isn't it? It's almost a megalopolis along the strip. Yeah. As you cross the Tongaat River. And by the way, isn't it exciting that that bridge is being
rebuilt? Absolutely. The Collins brothers have done a sterling job of giving us more access, and obviously the constraints in terms of traffic will be minimized significantly.
You know what I think is extraordinary is if you look at the way the works have been expanded in terms of what the UIP is doing. Now you understand, for those listening to us that are not really familiar with the term, the Urban Improvement Precinct has made an enormous difference. And what they did was almost ahead of the gun, in a sense, where some very intelligent minds got together and said, look, you know, we have a service delivery issue, for sure. We understand that. But you can whinge and complain until the cows come home. It's not really going to do anything about future-proofing your investment here unless we get together and
Absolutely.
Work together, public and private partnership, commercially driven and supported by property owners that understand what's at stake. And let's create a service that is going to make the town shine. And what a difference the UIP made and has and continues to make. And now when you cross the river, what's going to happen? I think this is hugely exciting. This is your interview. But I'm just so excited about it. You see the way they've been trimming the verges and trimming the verges and tidying up and making things beautiful again. And it's really exciting. As you cross the Tongaat River from the Etegweni municipal side or metro side, which is all, you know, you enter happy world land, as they used to say. And it's going to be just so obvious, the transition. And I think that's going to make a huge difference as well. But getting back to you, I mean, you're at the stove face. What is the property market like at the moment?
So, Dave, I've been fortunate enough. I've been in real estate for 10 years, and I've been in the top performers for the last 10 years in the top 10. I've had a really, I'm happy with my figures for the year so far. We have seen a slight turn in the market, and I do believe that was from that interest rate hike. But since we have stabilized that, and there is word that that may even go down in the future, we've definitely seen a turn in the market.
And what are people looking for when they come to buying property in this part of the world?
So, Dave, really, if I can just actually chat to you a little bit about what the driving factors have been. And since COVID, customers have really had time to think and reprioritize lifestyle dreams, family, and mental well-being for their families. And obviously the ability to work remotely has significantly been one of the significant factors that have sort of put people in a position where they've gone, where do they want to live?
Yeah. They want to live. You see that advert with the guy on the beach with the green screen and he's wearing his costume and he puts on the suit or just the top and has a Zoom meeting. No, it's funny, but it's true. You can work on the beach if you want to.
It's a true story, Dave. So people who have been pondering this immigration. They've looked at climate. We have a subtropical climate. We have the most pristine beaches. We have a strong sense of community in Ballito. And I think the driving force has been security. People with obviously the airport that was sited and developed and is literally 15 minutes from Ballito, an hour from Joburg, 2 hours from Cape Town. They've looked at climate, they've looked at facilities, and Ballito and surrounds have many facilities and amenities to offer.
But you've got to be quite well-heeled to move to Ballito. It's not for everyone, huh? Is that a misconception?
I think it's a misconception because I think once you move into this community, and especially as I was mentioning, into gated estates, you pretty much have got wide open spaces, you've got entertainment, you've got top-class facilities at hand in your estate, and then you've got the community in Ballito. Mm. And I think Ballito really stood fast during the riots. I think we saw such a remarkable presence of people wanting to help and give a hand, and I think
it was interesting that, huh? It was a scary time.
It was absolutely incredible to experience and just to see that the community pulled together, obviously in conjunction with the policing forum, the Dolphin Coast forums, our security companies, and everyone pulling together and manning our community that we were unaffected relatively.
So getting back to what people are looking for in property now, 2023 and beyond, are they looking for big properties or small compact units? Or what is the gold standard right now?
So the gold standard right now, Dave, is the demographics show that there are 30 new families moving into Ballito each month. The demographics are 39-year-olds looking for a multifunctional home that will offer them office space to work remotely and obviously the ability to travel backwards and forth to where they need to be. Some of our purchases even semigrate from the UK and back to Ballito. It's just that airport, King Shaka Airport, has made an incredible difference.
Okay. Are there investment properties that you can get a return on here?
So at the moment, yes, there are. There are a lot of properties that are available without transfer duty, which is an immense saving. So a lot of people are going the plot and plan route where they're building their dream home, obviously according to the specs that the developers are offering. And then they are able to save that substantial amount in terms of a transfer duty. So that has made it easier for those families wanting to move to Ballito and surrounds. We've also got the demographics of the age group of 69 years old. are wanting to retire and live in Belito.
So they're not looking for the Ponderosa necessarily. Huh? They're looking
so
for
they're looking
units,
for lock up and go.
Yeah. Are they available?
Yes, so they are. Retirement amenities have been in huge demand in Belito. So obviously Brettonwood was the first estate to launch Forest Village, which is a retirement option in Brettonwood. And that is still hugely in demand. So that's available. Zululami have launched their first retirement option, which is doing extremely well. And a lot of developers' insight now into this market are looking at doing retirement facilities. We've got Brettonwood Life, which is an option that is going to be available also in Brettonwood with frail care. So
that's catering to that end of the market.
Yes.
And you've talked about the sort of baby boomers. But what about the youngsters? What about those that are coming from elsewhere looking at opportunities? Are there opportunities and is there accommodation for the starters?
For your starter buyers, yes. So we've got numerous estates in Belito. Belito Hills has done extremely well. That's normally for your starter young professional wanting just a small lock-up-and-go space where they can travel and return. We've got Arcus, which is on the move at the moment. That's just across the way from Ashton and the Well. We've got options still available in Saviti. We've got 1 and 2 bedroom options that do not come in an exorbitant price range.
There are opportunities for almost all buyers. And what about sellers? If you're looking to sellers, what's the market like at the moment?
So sellers, I've seen a turn literally in the last month.
Is it a buyer's or a seller's market at the moment?
So because Belito is in its own bubble, we definitely do see that sellers are sticking to their prices because it works on supply and demand. And we don't have a lot of stock, especially in this gated estate scenario.
And what about freestanding homes? Are they still an option?
So freestanding homes outside of an estate are definitely available. And
why do people go for estates rather than freestanding? Is it purely security?
It's really, really security has been the driving force.
Because it's insecure outside of the estate?
It's not, because Belito, crime stats you can never ever predict and put a number to that at all. But
I suppose their experience is they're coming from the wild side of life, and they've been maybe subjected to unpleasantness, and they're now looking to make sure that that never happens again, or never happens full stop to them, because
absolutely
they're behind the barricades. But I think it's a misnomer that everywhere outside of the estates is a risk, and I certainly have lived in a beautiful part of Belito for the past 21 years, and we don't even lock our doors. I mean, that's crazy to admit in
absolutely
South Africa that 2023, but that is a fact. So if you're listening to me and you're a criminal, I do have a very, very dangerous German Shepherd and a wife.
You know what, Dave, we've got our neighborhood watch. We've got our security, our PSS, we've got security companies who are highly active in the areas, and I do believe that plays such a significant role.
And there are three roads in and there are three roads out, so there's not much action that doesn't come in on one of those, and they're all heavily now camera monitored, security company, and you're quite right, all those services that are provided by the community and by the professional security agents. This is a fabulous place. Full stop. Bang, bang, bang. What are the negatives? There must be some.
The negatives? Sure. I really would. Like I say, I've lived here for 14 years and I haven't found one.
You see how wonderful it is to live in Belito. Come on. So if you're just listening to this, you got to know. No, if we can't find negatives, and we're the most negative people in the world, South Africa. So this is a good thing. And
absolutely. I can't see, because our community are the soul and the spirit of this place. And we've got incredible philanthropists active in the area. Living in Simbiti, there's a Simbiti Moms group. And I have been absolutely astounded and blown away at just how people are willing to help neighbors. just taking medication to their children in the evening.
Oh, there is that.
And it's just, it's wonderful. So the sense of community in this area has, I mean, will settle anyone with any doubts.
And there it is. If you are looking for property or you're looking for good advice and you would like to connect with someone that obviously knows a lot about what's what and who's who, and no doubt, I'm just going to wrap up by asking you one final question, Bronwyn. When you assess or when you deal with a potential customer, how do you gauge what they... Because people tend to... I think it's fair to say, I'm not sure if it's still the case, but it used to be in the old days when the real estate agents talking about buyers, they always said, buyers are liars. What do they really want? What can they really... How do you assess that?
So, Dave, first of all, I like to build a relationship with my clients. I find that engaging with them on, in terms of their families, where they live, what their hobbies are, and during that time, as you're building that relationship, finding out what is on their wish list, you build a trust, and you are able to discern who are real buyers and who are not. So that is my form. I like to build relationship with my clients, and then I like to walk them through the process, and the absolute joy on their faces when they find the property of their dreams is what makes my job such an absolute privilege.
And that's why you're right at the top of the pops and the top sales team. It's wonderful chatting to you, Bronwyn, and I wish you much success in the future. It's only going to get better, I think. We're looking at, I think South Africa is about to turn. I have a good feeling. Do you?
I do. And Dave, if I can just end off on one last note, I really do feel that I need to just pay tribute to Larry Southwood. The Southwoods were part of the foundations of Belita Mshali, a truly remarkable family. And unfortunately, Larry Southwood lost his life tragically. And they have built meticulously 50 homes in the Belita area. And Larry had that ability to listen attentively to his clients and envision a property that would suit them. And I just want to just say, Larry, rest in peace, and your absence will be sorely missed.
And there we leave it for today. My very special guest, Bronwyn Roe Needham from RE/MAX Belito, talking property. You're on The Morning Show on Radio Life.